Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Fall Flower and Garden Fest. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rick Snyder, Mississippi State University Extension Vegetable Specialist. Rick, what is the Fall Flower and Garden Fest? I know it's a huge hit every year.
This is the 40th year. I don't know how we've kept this event going so long, but it's popular. The Fall Flower and Garden Fest is an open house for our experiment station, but it's an event for anybody who likes to grow plants, to look at plants, to smell plants, to look at the butterflies and hummingbirds on plants. We have thousands of plants to look at, the vegetables, the flowers, ornamentals, grasses, just all kinds of things to see and do.
And who comes to this?
We have a huge group of people who come, whether they're currently growing a garden or if they used to grow a garden and they don't anymore. People who enjoy walking outside and looking at beautiful plants and landscapes. And then others who want to sit in seminars and listen to some of the talks that are going on all day.
And there's a lot of shopping opportunities, which we will get to in a minute, for people to shop at the vendor booths. What will be offered as far as learning activities and other highlights?
We like people to have fun, but there are so many opportunities. There are about a dozen seminars as well as walking tours and workshops all day. I'll pick a couple of the new ones this year that I think people will love. Cast iron cooking should be very popular. Tomato diseases. Gary Bachman's going to speak on evaluating homemade pest control, and is it better than the store-bought recommended pest controls? Growing roses with Alan Owings. We also have a talk on easy plant propagation and one on children's gardening. So all of those should be fantastic.
So there is something for everyone, and families can come, church groups can come, individuals, couples, anybody. Is there anything else you want to add? I know there are a lot of tried and true activities that are at this event too.
We have several new things this year. When people first come into the vegetable garden, they'll notice it looks totally different. This is the first year we've put white plastic mulch over the rows and drip irrigation under the plastic. So we got away from the overhead irrigation, and we're using the white plastic to suppress weeds around the plants. This is really the way commercial vegetable growers have been growing, and home gardeners can do it too. Another new thing we're doing is we'll have breakfast. And to commemorate our 40th year anniversary, there's a scarecrow contest. This isn't for the general public to compete in, it's to look at. Counties in the Southwest District are competing against each other by making their own scarecrows. One other new thing, something people have requested for several years is an ATM, a cash machine. So this year I've found a vendor who will bring a cash machine.
And this is a great time to get Christmas presents for your loved ones and friends, and also even birthday gifts or any kind of gift. What kind of vendors will be available?
We'll have about 50 vendors total. Some are educational, like the plant doctor table and soil testing, plant ID, insect and disease identification, and all of that. And then we have a lot of exhibitors selling yard art, plants by the thousands, and then all kinds of things that can go into your garden or landscape. I think there's something for anybody looking for something for the garden to find, or gifts for your friends and relatives.
And there's all kinds of garden tours and wagon rides and everything.
Right. The wagon tours run all day, and that's just a fun ride around the whole farm. And then the walking tours are targeted for specific topics. So we have a flower garden walking tour, herb garden walking tour, pond management workshop, butterfly garden tour. Lots of specific tours that go 30 to 45 minutes. You can learn a lot.
When and where will the Fall Flower and Garden Fest be held, and where can we go for more information?
The when is October 12th and 13th. That's a Friday and a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's in Crystal Springs at the Truck Crops Experiment Station, right off of Highway 51. Find directions and lodging and the complete schedule on the website, extension.msstate.edu/fallfest.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Rick Snyder, vegetable specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.